Welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. Yes, it's September, September the 1st, and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And idea one is, well, not to do this. Not receiving a reply to a customer complaint is irritating, say the least. Receiving an automated response is just as annoying. You often get them via email and telephone. What we want as customers is personalised responses to our issues and ones that acknowledges us as individuals. Well, here's an example of a customer service response to a letter that actually got it really badly wrong. It's from United Airlines, and it's obviously automated because they couldn't be bothered to put the addressee's personal bits in. The letter read, "Dear Mrs. XXX, thank you for letting us know about your recent experience with United Airlines. I apologise if our service did not meet your expectations and appreciate you taking time to share your concerns. Our goal is to provide a considerably reliable product and exemplary level of customer service. Based on the events you described, we did not meet this goal. Your comments regarding specific event will be used for coaching and training our employees. To encourage you to fly with us again and as a tangible means of acknowledging our disappointment, enclosed here, specific item. Customer name, I ask that you allow us to your honour opportunity to serve you as we consider it our privilege to have you on board." Okay, things go wrong, but I can't help thinking that in this very, very busy world that we're in, get rid of automated and scripted responses. Empower your people to take responsibility, respond personally, and equip them with the tools and training to do it. Idea two is to dwell on this. Fancy paying for your goods with tweets? Well, that's what you can do at London's first social media barber's pop-up shop. It's a collaboration between online retailer YesSir.com and Gentleman's Grooming Room Manmade London. It'll actually allow customers to pay for a shave or a beard trim with social media mentions. It's actually a pop-up shop that's happening in September in Marylebone. Okay, it's a temporary thing, but it's actually a great, dramatically and demonstrably different way of actually getting people talking and presumably spending with your business. And idea three is to do this. Do you want more productivity and loyalty in your business? Well, start saying thank you. A new report says that business leaders who say thank you have more motivated staff, higher rates of staff retention, find it easy to recruit and have better reputations. It might seem obvious stuff, but there are lots of business leaders still don't get it. The report highlights that 20% of employees say they never receive any form of thanks from their employer. 75% of workers feel that they don't receive sufficient gratitude from their boss for the work that they do. What are the benefits and impacts of saying thank you? Well, according to the report, it's powerful stuff. 71% of UK employees would forgo a higher salary if it meant they could work for an employer that regularly thanks its employees for their efforts. 68% said that they regularly thanked for their efforts would be rewarded with loyalty to their employer. And 34% claimed they would be very unlikely to leave a position if they were shown regular appreciation and praise. And, okay, you could say this is not obvious stuff, but have a go at it. Just spot people doing things well and thank them. You'll actually see on andyhanselman.com there are 7 steps that you can take to actually make this stuff work for you. Have a great week and, of course, thanks for listening.